This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I skimmed an email that was forwarded to me. It was a message from somebody named Kunstler. And what caught my eye was a tweet from the Twitter attorney, the guy who supposedly scanned all the stuff before it was released, the guy who's responsible for essentially censoring us and letting misinformation flourish on Twitter, Yoel Roth. Who was also the former, I believe, the attorney for the FBI. Anyway, his tweet read, "Twitter will live to porn another day." And it caught me for a couple of reasons. Number one, porn is huge, but his use of the term is what got me, because would live to porn another day. Now, I'm going to deal with the porn side of it first. Because, look, at some point, we've all likely looked at porn. Interestingly, my soon-to-be 16-year-old son had some porn on his phone, and his mom is very strict about, you know, looking at the phone and seeing what he's doing, stuff like that. Sometimes, just to keep him on the straight and narrow. I tell you, the stuff you can get away with when we were kids, you can't get away with these days. So sometimes it can be a little bit overboard, but I get it. She's his mom. Anyway, while his mom and I were not happy that there was porn on his phone, we understand it. Go reflect back to your 15, 16-year-old days, and you were probably looking for some porn yourself, right? I know I was looking at Tommy's Playboys. I couldn't wait to go over on Wednesdays to clean his house with my grandmother, because Tommy was a single guy and he had Playboys laying around. My grandmother knew why I was going. But anyway, she said something profound to our kid. It resonated with me, and hopefully it resonated with him, and I'm certainly going to reinforce it. She said essentially this. She said, what you see in porn, whether it's a picture or a video, does not demonstrate reality. It's somebody, you know, being objectified with their sexual exploitation. But the most important thing on the video, she says, porn doesn't demonstrate healthy relationships. And it can skew your idea of reality when it comes to sex, and more importantly, when it comes to intimacy. Now, there's a lot to unpack there, but the key words to me were skew reality. When you think about what we deal with leftism, we deal with skewed realities. We deal with Twitter people living to porn another day. So when we look at the issues as we deal with the reality of what leftism brings us, let's begin looking at the thing that they've made the biggest pariah for conservatives. And by the way, I'm not going to change it. I'm one little pitiful voice that's trying to explain to people that if you allow them to keep beating up on your champions, you're not going to have any champions left. But let's start with Trump. Trump was a man embraced by many leftists, adored in Hollywood, adored in pop culture circles, the most rapped about guy in rap music and hip hop. I mean, invited to everything. Given his, we have the word, you got trumped. It has double meaning with Trump, because people now were associating it with him. They also associated him with excellence, with getting things done, with being a blue-collar billionaire. There's a symbolism, there's a feeling you have when you hear the word Trump as it's applied to Donald Trump. And I would venture to tell you, most of us looked at Trump as conservatives prior to his election and prior to him running as a Republican. It's kind of he's a blowhard. Yeah, he's a guy that's all about himself. It's ego, blah. We had all our interpretations of him, and that made it very difficult for him to get elected. But the left loved him. But once he made that declaration of Republican, they savaged him. They porned him, in effect. And here's what's interesting to me. Suddenly, the things that made Trump a success in life, a mogul, one of the most iconic people on the planet, they were attacked. I go back to the skewed reality. Remember when they attacked Donald Trump for getting a loan from his father? And many people, I heard conservatives, you know, we were saying the same thing. Anybody could do it if your dad gives you $1 million. And I was on some thing, I don't remember what, I was on like a radio show or something, and I was like, well, I tell you what, I wish I had a daddy that gave me $1 million. Everybody was like, well, yeah. So you're not going to skew my reality. And I also said, as a strategist, if I were Trump, I'd say, yeah, it's really terrible that my father loaned me $1 million when I, graduated from Wharton. And my dad, who had the financial ability, loaned me $1 million that I turned into billions of dollars. Yeah. What a horrible thing. Who do you expect to give me money? Did you want me to go to the banks? Because remember, people, when Trump went to the banks and got money, what did they tell you? Well, he's filed for bankruptcy. As if he's the only one that's ever done that. Companies file for bankruptcy all the time. Does anybody say anything about it? No, we have rules for it. You know why the public is ready to absorb legitimate bankruptcies? Because we say, if you're willing to take a risk, if you're willing to do something bold, we'll share the load. That's what bankruptcy is. It's become porned by the left because people do it all the time. They file bankruptcy willy-nilly. Oh, can't pay my bills. So what? You weren't a good fiduciary. You didn't care about the finances of your company, blah, blah, blah. I don't think Trump was trying to do that. Ultimately, I don't know whether everything was a success, what was a failure. That's not for me to describe or to decide. But I will tell you, he was trying. And when he decided he would give back and show us behind the curtain, that's when they attacked him. That's when they skewed reality. Suddenly, a graduate from Wharton who gets a loan from his father is a pariah.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about skewed reality, folks, and the left's ability to make us start thinking in the most twisted, stupid ways, and it sneaks up on you. You don't even realize it. You start to go, oh, yeah, it's just the way it is. Yeah. We have to fight hard in the conservative movement to get people to stick with us. You want to know one of the things we talk about often in the conservative movement when it comes to social media? We say, how do you make people sticky? How do you make people, given all the things that we do on a daily basis and the things that are out there for us to see, how does somebody continually come back to the Kevin Jackson Network? How do we do that? Now, I look at it as my job is to be compelling. It's to make you think differently than what you think, and maybe you'll come back. But we try. And what I'm getting at is this: I'm not doing this show going, what can I say that'll get people to come back? You either come back or you don't come back. It's not my issue. I think what we talk about is deep. I think today is an excellent show, in my opinion. This is like what the type of show I typically will do on a Friday, because it isn't about issues. It's about concepts. And as I tell you, it doesn't matter what the issues are. It's the metaphor. What story is breaking today? Does it really matter? If you don't understand the metaphor of the story, what good is it? So I get this tweet from a guy, Kunstler. Somebody forwarded to me, email, and he's got Yoel Ross' tweet that talks about Twitter will live to porn another day. And I said that it's a skewed reality that the left have. And you can use porn as the metaphor for it because porn skews your reality. Yeah, sure. The postman, the FedEx guy delivers the package and three hot babes are there in bikinis that say, oh, is that package for us? And they all come in and everybody, you know, goes and, you know, gets carnal. Sure, happens all the time, right? It's a skewed reality. All of it. How beautiful the girls are, how endowed the men are. I mean, it's a skewed reality from the norm. The situations are not there. In this idea of the perfect life, you know, where all these things are falling into your path, it's just ridiculous. It's fantasy. But it can be fantasy that's detrimental. And I equate it to leftism. It is the epitome of leftism. And I was talking about, look at the reality of what we face. We've got a guy who graduates Wharton. You know he had good grades because they would have told you. If Trump was a failure, if he was a dumb student, they would have told you. He gets $1 million from his dad. You know what almost every leftist said? Go back and look at any clip. Well, I mean, anybody could be successful if they got $1 million from their dad. Well, first of all, you got to have a dad. So you've ruled out 72% of black kids who are raised by single parents. I mean, I'm not saying all those were dads, but, you know, they weren't there. Could have been moms, the crackheads. But the fact is, the man had a dad. And I'm going to presume he had a mom. And his dad loaned him $1 million, which should be a badge of honor. The fact that his father said, I'm going to do what? Invest in my son. And it got ridiculed by the left and many people on the conservative side. Well, yeah, I mean, he did get $1 million from his dad. Well, what are you, Mr. Pro-Family? What are you expecting to do? Who do you want to get money from? Go to the bank? His dad loaned it to him. And you know what? I said this. I was on some radio show years ago, and I said, you know how many guys I know that would have got $1 million from their daddy and been crackheads and been Hunter Bidens? Can you imagine if Joe Biden had given Hunter $1 million, loaned it to him, and said, now go be something. Don't use me. Go be something. He would have been dead. He'd have had a needle in his arm in an alley. So that cracked me up, that conservatives, well, he did get $1 million from his dad. So you're saying, or you're pro-family, right? His father invested, think of the word, invested in his child. And we ridiculed it.
Well, I mean, I could have got $2 million.
I made the comment, well, I'll trade daddies with Trump because my dad borrowed money from me that he never was going to pay back. And I remember when my grandmother, his mother, called me and said, did your dad borrow money from you? I said, yes. She said, baby, he ain't paying you back. I said, I know, but it's the cheapest amount. It's the smallest amount of money for me to get rid of that clown than I need. So it was a couple $100. He can't call me anymore. He can't. If that's what it took for him, for me to finally be able to say in my mind, I did everything I could to be a good son, that's it. Cheapest, best investment I ever made to get rid of my deadbeat dad. Anyway, going back to this article. So he says, Twitter's senior ranks of content moderators included over a dozen former FBI and CIA agents and analysts who let child porn run loose all over the app while surgically removing any utterance contradicting the government's claim of mRNA, quote, vaccines being safe and effective. Not to mention the efforts of this elite crew expanded against anyone objecting to the woke left's race and gender hustles. Wouldn't you like to know how much they were paid? Probably more than government work. And this got me thinking even more about this proliferation of transgender nonsense. That's what it is. It's nonsense. Not them as human beings, but making their issues political is absolute nonsense. You got a freak and I'm supposed to pay attention to it? Sorry, not gonna do it.
Oh, Kevin, they're gonna come after you, the LGBT community.
Come after me. I don't really care.
They'll camp out at your house.
Well, good. No problem. They will leave at some point. It's gonna get, it ain't gonna be as good for them as they think if they want to camp out. They want you to be afraid to speak out. But here's what I want you to know. Twitter will live the porn another day. So what are they porning you on? They're porning you on Trump is a bad guy. You maggots, which is what they, our hashtag on Twitter, are not to be listened to. You're a climate denier. You're an election denier. If you're pro-cop, they can't stand you because you're a racist against blacks. You're anti-BLM. And I could go down the list. Vaccine, what it calls anti-vaxxers, right? They're pointing us. And he called it right. Race and gender hustles. All of it is a hustle. He says, here's another awful reality. Better fasten your seatbelts. What also emerged in a tweet in the tweet record of Yoel Roth, the company's chief censor, former head of trust and safety, begins to look like a gay mafia assault on the collective American psyche. Having gained official government sanction and protection, a statistically tiny homosexual demographic left in charge of the company's main public forum has been out for revenge against their perceived enemy, political conservatives. Americans disinclined, let me get this, to join the cheerleading for drag queen story hours, quote, minor attracted persons, that's what they call pedophiles. Transsexuals in the military, and other LGBT cultural pranks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Rich Johnson. As expected, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, but it's the smallest hike in 7 months, just 0.5%, putting the Fed's benchmark borrowing rate at between 4.25% and 4.5%.
There's sort of a framework in place for a one-year federal spending bill, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell still has concerns.
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it.
If not, McConnell says he'll push for a short-term continuing resolution and push the larger bill into next year. President Biden's welcoming the leaders of about 50 African nations to Washington.
This forum is about building connections. It's about closing deals. And above all, it's about the future, our shared future.
More southern tornadoes, the latest in New Iberia, Louisiana, trapping some people in their homes. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Where's the outrage? I'm going to go off for a minute here because is the outrage? It's been a week and a half, and now we're doing this story. I get it. Thanksgiving was happening and all that, but they tried to hide behind that, right? Maybe this will make it through the news cycle. No, it's not, okay? Adidas didn't cut ties 48 hours after Kanye did his whole thing, right? And they got lambasted for not speaking out against anti-Semitism. This is a week and a half, and nobody seems to care that there's little kids involved in this. I can't speak what it's like to be a black man, right? I can't speak what it's like to be a Jewish woman, but I can speak what it's like to be a father of two young boys. And that this type of behavior, when I worked at CBS.com out of a little closet in my first show, I was like, I'm going to say this and wear a blue shirt. I got 49 emails saying, maybe wear a purple shirt and maybe don't say this here. Don't tell me this slipped through the cracks when you're getting a court case that features child pornography. It's disgusting. It's disturbing. Jeopardy's got to flip their whole production because of one person said something, but they wanted to be woke and do all that. How many other examples are there? 10, 20, 30, 40 years we're going back to cancel people? But this slips through the cracks? It's outrageous. And that people aren't outraged and skipping work with their posters and going to the courthouse or going to Balenciaga and stars aren't wiping their Instagram and social media with all their Balenciaga gear is disgusting in itself. Don't you tell me, Hollywood, how to live my life, or you want me canceled, or because you produce something. You're going to go around because Balenciaga pays you $1 million, $2 million, $5 million? Kim Kardashian, shame on you. You're a billionaire. You don't need this company. They need you. And for you to take a week and a half to come to a conclusion, shame on you.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was Jeff Schroeder. You guys got a show on CBS Online or something. And he's going off. They let him do it. He went off on national TV on the people who didn't denounce Balenciaga. Because, see, inside of these people, there exists that little light of true conservatism, of true Americana, of true common sense that says, you know what? I don't want this for my kids. Remember Balenciaga, who had little kids with bears, polar bears, walking them around as they were in bondage suits and stuff. It was obvious. Because you know what? America, you're being porned. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This email was sent to me by somebody, and it was written by Kunstler, who was saying that Twitter and this whole thing that we're facing is a big orchestrated effort to essentially distort reality. I call it skewed reality. And it's very rare to hear voices of reason come through. What they did, in effect, was stop us from spreading reasonable things. I don't care if you want to be 20 years old and get walked around on a leash by some dude that's got no butt cheeks in his jeans. I don't care. But I do care if you want to teach it to my kids. I care when we have people talking about kids can be degendered at birth. And, you know, it's insanity what these people are talking about doing. And look, we can, if we want to treat this like, well, you know, they're idiots and just walk around and keep going to the soccer games, don't be surprised when the world you wake up to one day isn't one you recognize and one where it's a nation of freaks. It's already gone too far. Yeah. Don't let the left skew your reality, folks. The Bible talks about the end of days and when the truth will become the lie. And in referencing this email I sent, I was reviewing how the left skewed Trump. They skewed reality. They porned him. They took a Wharton grad with the best record of achievement in modern history for American presidents, and they pound him into dust. This, despite Trump being right on everything he's been accused by the left of doing. They said he colluded with the Russians. We know with 100% certainty that didn't happen. And yet, we abandon him. This is not a pro-Trump message here. This is a metaphorical message of, give me your champion. I'm going to give you somebody they're going to destroy. And you think, oh, bring in DeSantis. Oh, Kevin DeSantis, he can handle it. That's what people said about Trump. Give me your target. The left is telling you how they do it. They skew reality. They porn them. And suddenly it becomes good. Go out and say something negative about the LGBT community. Look at Dave Chappelle. A guy who, there is nothing in Dave Chappelle's record that says, this is a guy that hates the LGBT. Nothing. He's got friends LGBT. There is no reason for them to target him. They targeted him because he's a high-profile dude, and it puts him out there front and center that if you say anything against any one of our letters, we will get you. And it put the fear of God in many people. Not this warrior. I don't give a crap about the trans. Other than their humanity, I don't care. I don't measure people based on their sexuality, even if it's freaky. I don't care. Switch. Don't switch. Cut it off. Don't cut it off. Tuck it. Don't tuck it. I don't care. But you're not going to intimidate me. I'm going to live my life to the fullest. So, when you think about Trump being right on everything, what did he tell you? He told you the media was fake. Oh, how dare you call this fake media, fake media, fake media. Luckily for him, that stuck. And luckily for us, we're smart enough to know they were fake. But does anybody believe that the left didn't cheat Trump out of the 2020 election? I'm talking about anybody with sanity. Does anybody believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes? Legitimately, do you legitimately believe that he got that many more votes than Barack Obama could in 2008? Because if you do, I'm going to break it to you, not gently, you're a fool. You're a buffoon. Now, you can argue, well, Kevin, I mean, they didn't catch him. Okay, fine. Joe Biden's president because we couldn't catch him. But don't try to tell me if that fool got elected because of his popularity. It's just nonsense. What about the midterms? Do you think Florida was the only state with a red wave, the state that took advantage by saying, look, we are not going to allow people to cheat. You will go to jail. We won't do mail-in ballots. And suddenly, in a state where Republicans outnumber Democrats by just roughly 2%, they win by 20? You don't think we have a mandate for sanity, for low inflation, low crime, for not teaching racism, for not spreading all this LGBTQ nonsense? Are you out of your minds, man, to believe that? Do we really need to look at the Biden family for some sanity, for skewed reality? You elect a pathological, don't even argue with me about this. You put a pathological liar into office, a bona fide, proven pathological liar into office who took showers with his daughter. I just wanted to figure out, could we elect Trump if we caught him in multiple lies, including lies where he was hanging out with racists and calling segregationists his friends, showering with his daughter, has his one of his sons running their crooked enterprise, and that son happened to be a crackhead who slept with prostitutes and probably is involved in human sex trafficking, and who's got a brother who's also complicit in their business dealings. On what planet could we elect that man? This is the insanity of it. The skewed reality. The left embrace their lying, conniving, completely incompetent clown, a man who built his career on the lie that some man killed his family because he was a drunk driver. And everybody in the media knows that is a blatant lie. Can you imagine if Trump started his career by saying, yeah, they killed this drunk driver, killed my family, and you find out that he lied about it? That indeed the man was not drunk and that his wife ran away from him and was trying to kill the family because she was so desperate? Can you, on what planet, in what time could we elect Donald Trump as president if that were his past? Or if Donald Trump lied about his academic record, or let's go to Barack Obama, hid his academic record at Wharton. What? Name me one of those things that where Trump would have gotten elected. He couldn't have gotten elected if he hid his grades. He couldn't have got elected if he had bad grades. He couldn't have got elected if he lied about any of the stuff I just talked about. He couldn't have gotten elected if he had a kid like Hunter. I could go down the list. Yeah, baby. And yet, we allow people to destroy this man because of the skewed reality of people like the left who put these worms in your head to go, well, I mean, I don't care about all that, man, because Donald Trump tweets bad or he's a mean-spirited dude. Okay. I get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left are running game on us, folks. They are skewing our reality. And it's one thing for as adults if we buy into this nonsense, you know. We are discerning. It makes you more stupid than a child. But the problem is, they are indoctrinating children to believe the unbelievable. That children are being taught that men can have babies. They're being taught that men are toxic and a host of other things that are stupid. They're being taught that by virtue of your skin color, you can determine if somebody is born with racism, pedophilia, Not even a big deal. They have a word. They give you these cutesy little words for the people taking advantage of kids sexually. Do they address human trafficking? No. Twitter has had porn on their site for the entire time Jack Dorsey was there, and they did nothing. In fact, they encouraged it. Yoel Roth, I think I called him Noth earlier, but Yoel Roth, former attorney for the FBI, the guy who was to determine what was the policy for Twitter with misinformation, good or bad, Twitter will live to porn another day. Yeah, I don't know what he meant, but it sounds to me like he was okay with Twitter porning. So again, I go back to what are the things these people allow? Pedophilia, incest, drag queen movie, you know, reading hours or whatever else. They feed into this idea of just inundating people with these wacky ideas about sexuality. Kids that shouldn't even be thinking about sex. Look, at 8 years old, I can guarantee you sex is not something that's on your brain. 12, 13, start to, you know, get there. 14, 15, 16, it's all that's on your brain in many cases. But if it's done in the right way, if it's done healthy, you end up in healthy relationships. You want to know why America's where it is? We don't build healthy sexual relationships. We don't build healthy relationships at all. And it's pervasive in the communities where people suffer the most. Minority communities. When you don't have parents in healthy relationships, you don't have parents in healthy sexual relationships. You got people hopping from bed to bed, et cetera, et cetera. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. This guy that wrote this email that I got forwarded to me, his name is Kunstler, and he says, in the process, the gay mafia running the public dialogue supported every lie that the government, its protector, put out to keep the deep state happy and well-fed. He says, shocking, I'm sure, but there it is. That means that the gay mafia also helped promote the most deadly psyop in world history, the COVID-19 scare, and the mass vaccination crusade that will end up killing many millions worldwide after destroying the economies of Western civilization nations. The whole package looks like an attempt to turn the world upside down and inside out. Is it any wonder that so many feel the U.S. has gone crazy? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Lies, man. Blatant lies. He says, of course, these revelations arouse the widespread suspicion that these now exposed nefarious operators in social media were merely tools for some murky plutocrat elite led by the likes of the WEF, Bill Gates, George Soros. Could that be the greatest conspiracy theory of all? More likely, I hesitate to suggest all these characters in one way or another are merely tools of history as the world enters the darkest days of the fourth turning secular winter. I don't know what the fourth turning is, but he capitalized it, so it's probably something you should look up. But it's likely something to do with end of days. Anyway, he went on to say this. As T.S. Eliot observed, humankind cannot bear too much reality. I just want to reinforce what I've been saying is that if someone can get you to change your view of reality, they win. I talk about conservatism, and I talk about it in the strictest sense of the word, conserve. It's not about conserving wrong ideas or whatever. It's about conserving, in my opinion, core values. Core values. So I'll give you an example. A core value is love human beings. Give them a chance. What you're going to learn about human beings is they differ in so many ways, but at our core, we're human beings. I can love the human being. I don't have to like what you do. It's kind of like the way we talk about things to my kid. He does bad things. All people do. But his mom is very intent on telling him, you're not a bad kid. You did a bad thing. And that making that distinction is so critical, because when something goes wrong, I hate myself. Kids say it all the time. Suicidal kids say it a lot, and they act on it. You can't hate yourself. You can hate what you did. You can hate the action of what you did, but you shouldn't hate yourself. Here's the problem with the left. They don't hate their actions. In fact, they like their actions. They encourage their actions. They like it when they can go to you, when they can get you to do something and buy into their nonsense. They like it. There's no redemption. There's no learning. They enjoy it. That's their problem. So, as you think about all these things that they push, global climate change, election deniers, anti-vaxxers, I could go on. You got to remember, they enjoy the lie. They enjoy the subterfuge. They enjoy the game of it. But sadly, it's not a game. And if they play it out to the brutal end, they don't win. You cannot win when you condone high crime, when you condone high inflation, and you say nothing, when you condone the worst of leadership. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about Katie Hobbs as the governor of Arizona. And this friend of mine said, who would pick her? Democrats could have chosen so many different people. Why would you pick Katie Hobbs? And I said to this particular person, because the left are the only animal on the planet who will let the weakest lead. That's true. Nobody else will. There's no pack of lions where the lion goes, oh my gosh, there's a pride over there. Let's go take it over. And he walks up and talks about fashion. He's going to get killed because the lions who are bred, who are by nature, who in their DNA say, we want our seed to be propagated, are going to take over that tribe and they're going to father some pups. And the pups, the only ones that are going to survive are the ones that are tough enough to go to the next generation. We are not doing that as Americans and even as human beings any longer. I don't know what we will look like in 1,000 years at the way we're going, presuming that we're still here. And I mean, we won't be, but I'm saying that the mankind is still here. He says, thus, so many sense that we live in dangerous times. Everything appears to be veering out of control, including thought itself. Disorder incites more disorder. And while all this madness is going on in country, the U.S. government, led by the phantom president Joe Biden, continues to prosecute its insane proxy war in Ukraine in order to antagonize Russia. And he goes on to talk about all of that. Then he says this, Elon Musk alone, apart from and in defiance of all the cowards running things in America, the corporate sellouts, the craven college presidents, the bought-off politicians, the bad-faith media fabulous, the vindictive denizens of Hollywood, is moving to object some therapeutic truth into the American lunatic asylum. Came out pretty hot, branding Fauci as a criminal, calling for his prosecution, and promising the release of Twitter files that will demonstrate just how deceitful and untrustworthy the old Twitter acted in all medical melodrama surrounding COVID-19 and the vaccines. He says, Elon tweeted, now things get spicy. Will the reveal of that wickedness make any impression on half the people in this country still deranged by the many previous salvos of official propaganda? He says, maybe not all, but will 20% tip the scales of the consensus? Because that's all we're looking to do here, folks. Skewed reality, folks. That's the time we are living in.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.